From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports for the Times Union that on March 11th, the choreographer for the Catskill High School spring play said that there's, and I quote, no way, end quote, the musical will be ready for its scheduled debut on March 15th after the director was suspended 2 weeks ago pending a school investigation. Marcus McGregor, the musical's choreographer, said, and I quote, I'm not going to put the kids up there on Friday. They're already stressed. If they're not ready, it'll just make them more stressed, end quote. Choral director Michelle Storrs Ryan and Catskill High School principal Juniat Shah were both suspended by the school superintendent following a complaint about the music teacher jokingly handing scotch tape to a student during a rehearsal when several cast members would not stop talking. The student said, as a joke, she placed a piece of tape over her mouth and continued talking. Shah was suspended for not properly investigating the matter, but has since been reinstated. There have been almost daily protests, some attended by hundreds of students and parents outside of the school for the past 2 weeks, and a Catskill Board of Education meeting March 13th is expected to be packed. As for the student production of Cinderella, planned for this coming weekend, McGregor said, and I quote, we're not ready. This is not going to happen. There's no way it's going to happen this weekend. It has to be postponed, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Tiffany Greenwald Simon in HudsonValley360.com writes that the Chatham Town Board voted unanimously on March 7th to approve a six-month moratorium on solar projects. Town Supervisor Donnell Collins said, and I quote, we want to make sure there's regulations that reflects the wishes of the community and our dedication for the preservation and protection of farmland and natural resources, end quote. Small 25-kilowatt solar farms will still be allowed. Collins said, and I quote, this moratorium speaks to larger installations above and beyond our current threshold, end quote. The town will use the time to develop better solar regulations. Town Board member Rick Werwas said, and I quote, I think 6 months is aggressive, but doable if we really put our foot to the floor, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andre Emeko reports for Porcupine Soup that according to Greene County District Attorney Joseph Stanzone, Carrie Weiser's trial for the murder of Scott O. Myers will begin next month. An undisclosed evidentiary issue delayed jury selection last November. Myers was an outspoken local activist. Stanzone said, and I quote, there have been several conferences between defense counsel, my office, and Judge Charles Taylor. All discovery issues are to be resolved by the end of this month, and the trial will be confirmed for a date in April 2024, end quote. Few details about the Catskill case have been released since the November 26, 2001 murder. Weiser faces 15 years to life in prison, charged with second-degree murder and fourth-degree criminal possession of a weapon. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.